Bear Down Bears fans, welcome into another edition of the Chicago Bears podcast. Pat the Designer, John Yerkovich in the building. Couple of interesting, it's going to be a fun podcast here, Yerk. EO's got some things to throw our way to react to Super Bowl wise, and I want to hear your reaction to Colin Cowherd's comments from yesterday about Caleb Williams. Let's jump into it. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave that 5-star review. Excuse me, y'all know what to do as I die here. First things first, how you feeling, good kid?
I'm feeling great. Yeah? Fantastic. Is it any different than what was said earlier in the year?
This one is about Caleb Williams, where basically Caleb is, he doesn't want to play for the Chicago Bears. He doesn't want to go to a city that hasn't developed a quarterback. It's kind of, he may pull maybe an Eli Manning here.
Is this
of sorts.
Innuendo or John Elway? John Elway.
Or John Elway as well, yeah.
And then Eli Manning decided he didn't want to play in San Diego because he was too good for it.
Yeah.
And went to New York and was betrothed the quarterback position.
betrothed.
Yeah, so I don't really care what Caleb Williams thinks.
Yeah.
I don't really care what Colin Cowherd says.
Yeah.
So those are my first two initial thoughts on it. You got the first pick. You're going to choose who you want to choose. Things are slotted. You don't have issues anymore with guys holding out because they want, you know, Sam Bradford money coming out of college.
Yeah.
Those days are long gone and they're behind us. He can make any inclination you want. Now, maybe he's doing the Bears a favor. Maybe you take a look at him and you see other quarterbacks you might like a little bit better anyway, and you let him keep opening his mouth and running his trap. Hopefully, it doesn't turn off other teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, they believe he to be the quarterback that he's being pubbed up to be, and they want to make a trade with the Chicago Bears. So that's not a bad thing either. If I were the Chicago Bears and I thought Caleb Williams was the premier quarterback in this draft,
yeah,
I would go in there and I'd take him with the first pick and I'd present him with the jersey. I'd welcome him to Chicago, the city of big shoulders. You are not too big for our city. And don't you ever go believing that you're too big for our city.
Right.
Come on in. You win a Super Bowl here, they'll remember you forever.
Now, this Period. Is not this That's isn't it. Caleb saying these things. This is just Collins' report on
Caleb.
How okay. Caleb Williams feels. So
No, 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 no. It's not how Caleb Williams feels. Either Caleb Williams said this,
right,
or Caleb Williams did not say this.
Right.
So if somebody's telling me Caleb Williams is feeling this way, then they're getting an account from Caleb Williams that this is the way he feels. So it can't be, it either has to be, it's coming from Caleb Williams or it doesn't exist.
Right.
Can't be conjecture by some sports guy, know-it-all. Okay, it can't be that.
I was going to say, but this is Colin. But we know he'll do
no,
these kind
but it
of
can't
things.
Be that. And I don't know what Colin does. You'd have to listen to Colin and know what he does. I don't listen to him. So I think the point is either Caleb Williams is saying it or it's not saying it. So
right.
I'll go back and just say I'd ignore all of it and just do what I'm going to do as the Chicago Bears organization and not care what the rhetoric, because now it's being presented to me as rhetoric.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care what the rhetoric is. I don't care what the noise is. I don't care what people want to say. I'll evaluate the position. I'll look at it. If he's clearly the best quarterback and we decide that's the direction we're going to go, we draft Caleb Williams. It's not his choice in this process of the NFL draft. He doesn't have a choice. He's coming out. Team with the first pick has the right to choose him. That's the way the cookie crumbles. 4, 5, 6 years from now, if he wants to leave, he can choose to leave, but not until then.
The one thing I thought was could be a possibility in all of this is, what if the Bears are floating this? What if this is a little bit of trying to hype up even more on that first pick overall?
I don't know. I mean, if you're the Bears, why would you want to send that out to people that you don't want somebody coming to your
organization? Well, a part of it was that he wants to play in Washington. Washington now has the number 2 overall pick. Maybe this entices Washington to say, oh, he wants to come home and play here. More willing to trade up in that scenario.
Who's the coach out there now?
They just hired I can't think of his
Dan
name.
Quinn.
He's the youngest coach.
It's Quinn. The youngest anything.
No. Who just got the youngest coach in the NFL?
Is a guy is what he is.
Seattle just got the youngest coach in the NFL.
36 years old out there.
But Dan Quinn out there. I mean, I don't know if he loves Washington that much. I haven't seen a lot of guys from Washington.
I don't know if the Bears are smart enough to try to pull that. That's a multi-level game.
Yeah.
That's like a six-dimensional game that you're trying to play.
Well, we've seen Inception. Ryan playing some 4D chess here.
Inception. No, I don't know. I don't know what the Claypool move was. That was half a dimension.
That was half a dimension. Sweat, a little 4D, though. A little 4D chess
and
sweat.
I think that's what you expect the trade to work out for you. That's how you want it to work out for you. You know, Valus Jones Jr.
Well, I don't know that was Mahjong. That was a little Mahjong.
And 13, the young kid, I'm going to give him a little bit of a break because it's first year. So I'll give him a little bit of break.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't react to the noise early on.
Right. Because there's going to be a ton of them.
Yeah, this is just the beginning of it. We're 2 months away. And this is, to me, whatever Colin Cowherd said was nothing different than what was presented earlier about Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears.
So, right.
There's nothing new. Just because Colin Cowherd said it again doesn't mean it's anything.
Usually, he's such an interesting dude. It's nothing. Usually it means it's nothing.
He was in studio with us one time.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Fan of Colin?
Who? How can anybody be a fan of Colin? We barely fit in a studio with his ego. Oh, my God. Nobody comes in more in love with himself than Colin Cowherd, I'm telling you.
Hello.
Between him and Skip Bayless, the size of their egos in their heads, they'd be perfect for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parades.
Oh, my God.
Their thoughts about what they think about each other, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I like Skip. Skip's a good guy.
I don't like, whenever this time comes around, Colin is the main guy pushing the, oh, this is why this guy's a bad guy.
He's in California, though. You know, it's all California crap.
Yeah.
You know, if that earthquake had ever hit and it would slide into the ocean, I think the world might be a better place.
Just Colin or California in totality?
California in totality. From the San Andreas Fault all over the place. They've been predicting it for years.
You're waiting for the day?
Probably the same as the rest of all the crap we hear nowadays. You all right, Pat?
I'm all right, Doug. I'm not going to lie to you. The Who was the greatest look of all time. You a fan of Colin?
No. No, listen, I love our business, and I love the fact that people get a chance to express their opinions across the country, differing opinions about different players and different organizations. So I respect the fact that everybody gets a chance to talk and to operate and, you know, to make a living for themselves. I think that's absolutely fantastic. And I think we're doing better than some of the print media out there.
Oh, yeah.
So I cheer for our industry. I don't cheer against our industry. And I wish luck to our fellow brethren out there that are print writers.
I love it. I love it.
Now, that's truly thought out, deep sentiment. Yeah. So rather than my usual just sarcastic, smart-ass self that I usually am, let me settle down a little bit. And, you know, I mean, I like to be funny, and I like to have a good time, and I like to laugh.
Right.
And I usually like to laugh at the expense of other people, but sometimes there's some self-deprecating humor out there also. But I would caution everybody, don't get too caught up in the rhetoric because it's all crap. It's all garbage. It'll fly out one day. It'll be taken back 2 weeks later when you get some more information. So,
yeah.
I mean, I know we're in the entertainment business, so we want to entertain, which is why I choose to make fun of the information and the people who disseminate the information.
who throw that information
today you
out
are
there
Pat
daily.
The Disseminator.
I am Pat the Disseminator.
Disseminating information for the world.
I'm not mad at it. Every
no,
day.
You should. That's not a bad thing.
A little new one.
Right.
Anytime you get a new Pat the whatever it
That's
is.
Right.
My dad called me one day and he's like, why'd Yurko call you? Would you call me Pat the Destroyer?
I call you a lot of things.
You called me something.
The other day, you were Pat the Philosophizer. I called you Pat the Penetrator one time.
Pat the Penetrator. That's what he said. He called me. Goes, why did Yurko call you Pat the Penetrator?
It's multifaceted said, if you played football in high school, you could have been a three technique, and you were known for your penetration to get into the backfield and cause chaos.
Yeah.
Could have been the point guard. Or a two, and you could have got the ball on a standing dribble and found a way to get by your guy and penetrate to the hole.
Yeah,
and or I'm assuming you have children.
I do have a single daughter.
In that department, you could be Pat the Penetrator also. So, do you know what I'm saying? It's multifaceted. Yeah. A lot of different layers involved
in
with that one.
We call that a triple entendre.
That's it. I like
triple
that.
Entendre.
And the philosophizer the other day, because you're thoughtful.
I appreciate that.
And today, Disseminator. Pat the Disseminator, because you're disseminating information today.
That's what we do. All right. Yeah,
I agree with you, Pat.
EO apparently has a list of things, a list of storylines from the Super Bowl that we need to be paying attention
already?
To. Oh, yeah. We got 2 weeks till the Super Bowl, and he's coming in hot.
I was sleeping this week when it came to the Super Bowl.
You're not paying attention to the Pro Bowl at all?
There's a Pro Bowl? What, are guys catching punts with six balls in their hands? I used to catch punts with two balls in my
hand. Hey, yo. Whoa. All right. EO, we'll turn it over to you, vetean newsman, Eric Estrada.
What do you got, Eric?
No, it's weird as you guys are literally right behind me right now.
Yeah, we see
Anyways,
you.
All right. So, Super Bowl storylines. If the Chiefs win, where will Mahomes' legend be vaulted to?
He's still in the same spot to me. He's third. He's the third greatest quarterback right now.
We got Brady, who and who?
Brady, Montana, and him.
Brady, Montana.
I think rings. I'm a person that believes that, not to take anything away from what he's done, I think the run that he's on is probably the greatest run we've seen in football to start a career. But I do believe that winning should mean something at the end of the day. I know now it's, he made it there, though, and you got to give him credit for making it there, 100%. But how often do you win? Brady won.
I think he's in the top five, and he moves up a position.
Yeah.
So I got him top five, and he moves up a position.
So he's already top five.
I think Tom Brady is clearly number one.
Yes.
Now, I got Marino in my top five, too. So, obviously, Bowl championships don't matter to me. What Danny Marino did in 84 was something people never seen.
Right.
I mean, he took the world on its ear, and he said, here it is. So, I'm the kid from Pittsburgh that got high, and boom, I dropped in the draft, went to Miami, and I'm kicking ass.
Right.
So, I still like Marino. I still like Favre, but I think Mahomes. And then I got to plan out a little bit what he's going to be. So already at this career, Patrick Mahomes is better than Brett Favre.
Yeah.
But I still got to think about the totality of it all. The fact that Mahomes could be talked about being in the top five, I think, is kind of an achievement on his part early on. So I'd say five, four, in that range. If he wins, you move into four.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Not mad at it. What else you got for Zia?
All right, so last time Kyle Shanahan was in the Super Bowl, 28-3, we're all familiar with that. He's also talked about in high regard across the NFL. Everyone that is a nerd in the NFL has a crush on Kyle Shanahan.
And all his people.
There you go. Yes, right, and his whole tree around him, correct.
His whole school of Shanahan.
Yes, his neophytes, if you will. What does...
Thought that was a bug.
Yeah, big word.
Ooh, neophyte.
What does this game mean to Kyle Shanahan?
I think this is change your legacy.
Right, it's to get him over the hump.
Yeah, he's been there, twice?
He's climbed the mountain and he's fallen down before reaching the peak, It's like climbing Mount Everest and having a Sherpa got to take you down because you ran out of oxygen,
Yeah.
Old Tenzing Norgay is carrying Kyle Shanahan down after that game going, we almost got there. We
almost got it.
I think this is for him to get there, and you're right, secure the legacy.
Yeah, this is to cement.
Now you're like your pappy.
Not to take anything away from what he's accomplished, but to become where it's not, it's Mike Shanahan's son. It's literally, it's just Kyle Shanahan
now. Yep.
All right, cool. So, same, I'm going with the coach on the other side now. Andy Reid, Yurko, you're familiar with him.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. What does a win do for his level on the Mount Rushmore of coaches?
So you got...
Is Belichick one now?
Belichick.
Yeah. Shula.
Lombardi. Shula. Belichick, Lombardi, Shula.
Palace.
Papa Bear's got to be up there.
Papa Bear.
Papa Bear more for being the guy that was around when they were founding the league, too, right?
Right, yeah.
One of the first guys that played for him, then he ended up coaching for him. So, yeah, I mean, Papa Bear's up there. I think the Mount Rushmore is a little unfair for when it comes to coaches because Andy Reid gets there. This would be his third, and he's gone to, six, maybe?
Yes, right? He went to...
And he's done it with two different organizations.
One
he's
in
been
Philly?
Able to do it. He went
one
to
in Philly, four
Jacksonville,
here, right?
The Jacksonville one he was at, right? He went to the one that was in Jacksonville with Prince. Purple rain. I think he just went to one.
He has been to five Super Bowls.
This one being the fifth, right?
Keep reading. Yes, correct.
Okay. So I don't think
it changes anything. I think involved, if I'm being honest.
Well, his numbers are starting to go up there. Well, it depends if you have him off Mount Rushmore.
Right.
Does he start to become Mount Rushmore? Nobody's taking Belichick off that. There's no arguments against Belichick.
I think the two you probably got, or the three you probably got locked in there are Belichick, Lombardi, Shula, right? Those are the top three coaches probably in NFL.
Right, and then so does Halas move more like to the Mount Rushmores of the creators and the legacy of the league?
Does he become Crazy Horse?
Yeah, exactly. Does he have his own monument with the big hat on there? Him and Bear Bryant, they can sit right next to each other, both with their chapeaus on the sidelines.
Yeah, I would say probably. Yeah. Because now you're so far into the league, you got to. It's all about the winning that you've done.
If Andy wants to coach, say, for five more years, and they average what they've averaged in the last 6 years, which is 12 wins a year, now with 17 games, you're more likely to get to 12 if you're a good team.
Yeah.
This was an off year for him during the Super Bowl. Right? This is an off year.
This was an off year.
They lost their first 13 games, though? No, I think they went 11-6 or 12.
11-6 this year?
11-6 this year, yeah. This was a little bit of an off year for him. Yeah. A little bit of a down year. 11-6 down year. I can't wait till we can say that about the Chicago Bears. With Caleb Williams as quarterback.
We got time. We'll see.
All right, what else we got?
All right, next. So from the coaches to Mahomes, now to Brock Purdy. Does Brock Purdy have the most to gain and lose from this game?
Well, statistically speaking, on a number of different metrics, Brock Purdy was the best quarterback in about 9 different categories this year. He didn't have the most touchdowns. He didn't have the most interceptions. He didn't have the most yards. Right. Didn't have the most touchdowns. So, you know, in some of those statistical categories that people take a look at every single day, in one of his biggest games of the year against Baltimore, he had 0 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. So that's what a lot of people remember. But if San Francisco wins and Brock Purdy gets to do it in his second year, I think it just kind of solidifies the fact that they got themselves one hell of a quarterback at the end of the year. They got rid of Jimmy Garoppolo, and they're more than happy to take a gigantic loss on Trey Lance because they're convinced that Brock Purdy was their guy, and it looks like he might be their guy.
Yeah, I think it. To me, when I think about Purdy, I don't know if this – listen, a Super Bowl ring puts you in that ring of guys that have won, so it does elevate your status, but – for me, this Super Bowl isn't about Purdy. This Super Bowl is about San Francisco as a whole going out there and getting the win, right? Like, this is the first Tom Brady Super Bowl where it was like, what did Tom do great in that Super Bowl? He didn't get in the way. Brock, don't get in the way. You can be the reason that you end up winning at the end of the day if they need you.
He threw for 145 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he did. He only threw for one touchdown pass that specific day. I think he had a couple of interceptions, if I'm not mistaken. And, Ty Law returned the interception for a touchdown, 2 field goals, and the 1 passing touchdown. That was it out of Brady. Still not the worst stat line from a starting quarterback.
No.
The worst stat line for a starting quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger in his rookie year. How many completions he had?
No, how many?
9. 9 completions, 0 touchdowns. Antoine Randle L threw for the touchdown in that game. So Roethlisberger went on to become a pretty damn good quarterback and led Pittsburgh to the playoffs. And I think, if I'm not mistaken,
got another one.
2 more Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Maybe 1 or 2. I don't remember.
And lost to the Packers.
He's got two of them. He went to 3. But that's the worst performance by a winning quarterback, you know, in like what I'd call from 2000 on.
Yeah. I mean, there's the older one, but I think that's the thing about the Super Bowl.
Greasy and Fran Tarkington don't count.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I think Bradshaw's got a similar game. He's got a Super Bowl win where he was 9 for 15, I want to say, in that game.
But at least
1 touchdown, 2 picks, I think.
At least you saw him, though, throwing the ball, and it was much more of a running game.
Yes, 100%.
Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer were getting the football.
100%.
Yeah, and then the rare throw downfield where either Lynn Swann or John Stallworth was making something magical happen down the field. Do you even remember the tight end for that team? Was it Frenchie Fuqua? I think that's who it could have been.
That sounds right. French that's Fuqua. Crazy.
Nobody knows who the hell the tight end is because the tight end never got the football.
With that the sounds Pittsburgh like a Steelers. Hairstyle.
Yeah.
A Frenchie Fuqua?
A Frenchie Fuqua? I think he was
you're
the going, tight
you wearing
end.
A Fuqua right but now?
I could be. I'm going to need one here if this hair doesn't start to grow. I'm going to go get me a fresh Fuqua for my head.
Hey, that's what they're calling it in Turkey now. That's how you get the Deion Sanders bag, a little Fuqua.
I need one.
Never rolled a Deion. What you
well,
got
I look
you.
At the back of my head, and it's just scandalous.
All right, speaking of aging, is this losing hair? That's part of aging, right? Is this Travis Kelce's last game?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Jason Kelce, yes.
Jason Kelce's done.
He's played his last game of football. He's probably going to go to the booth. He'll probably be pretty good. You know, the only thing I can tell these guys, don't try to become too polished. Just say it the way it is. Like if you're watching film. You're watching film with the guys. You're looking at it. Be honest. Be brutal. Go after it.
Yeah.
Because that's what people respect. People don't respect the trying to be polished and then and flaking off into a different.
Don't go in with a shtick to me. I think that's what killed Romo, right? Romo was so connected to the game where he could. They're going to do this. They're going to make this play. They're going to.
That was early.
Right. That's what I'm saying. As it got further away and it was like, hey, you haven't been in a huddle in a while, guy. They're calling stuff different.
And not only hadn't been in a huddle, but then you're less familiar with the players. Yep. Like the first year I was out of the league, I knew everybody in the league.
Yeah.
10 years out, there was Phil Dawson. That's who was left, kicker, Phil Dawson. He was a rookie with me in Cleveland. Everybody was gone.
Yeah.
Everybody was gone. So, the further you get away from the game, that's the challenge and the problem. So, yeah, I think Jason's retired, but I think Trevor's got another 2 years. What's his name?
Travis.
No, I call him Trevor.
Okay.
He's the Kelce brother that's forgotten.
He gets his name. Come on.
Travis Kelce.
You can't take away from him.
That's what
Gervin, I'll give you. You can't take away from Travis.
Taylor calls him Trevor.
Uh-oh. Yeah, hey-o.
Taylor calls him Trevor.
No, I think that this will not be his last game. I don't think Travis is a I'm going to go out at the top of my game kind of guy. I think he's one of those guys that they're going to say, sir, could you please leave so that we could put somebody else
if
in
I was him,
and not disrespect you?
I'd wait a couple of years. I'd play two more years and try to set some real tight end records so you can argue with Gronkowski and the tremendous effectiveness that Gronkowski had at scoring touchdowns in the NFL. You try to argue with him as being like the top tight end that ever played the game.
Yeah.
You know, along with Tony Gonzalez.
Right.
Yeah, to me, Shannon Sharpe isn't the greatest tight end. He's just not. He had a Hall of Fame
I don't
career.
Think he's the greatest. No.
He's had a Hall of Fame career, so, I mean, he's worthy of being in the Hall of Fame. There's no arguing there. Congratulations go out to him. Antonio Gates.
I think
Antonio Gates
Shannon,
is dominant.
Shannon
dominant
doesn't tell
end.
You he's the greatest, though. Shannon,
no,
Shannon has said that Travis is better than he is.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just broke playoff.
I think Shannon wonderfully understands exactly who he was when he played.
Yeah.
So, and that's a good thing.
Did
his brother deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. It's a discussion for another day.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't Mahomes and Kelce just break Gronk and Brady's quarterback to tight end touchdown record? Wasn't that in a playoff?
Say that again.
I believe that Mahomes and Kelce just broke Brady and Gronk's playoff touchdown connection.
So
quarterback
so.
To tight end.
Yeah.
They've done that in six years, which is crazy impressive.
Receptions.
Right.
Receptions, you broke Jerry Rice's record. Right? Just receptions. Receptions by a receiver.
Oh, receptions. Yes.
They broke Jerry Rice's record.
Also, the touchdown Kelce scored last week now put them over Gronk and Brady.
Right,
for most
touchdowns. Yeah.
So that's both. But
in the playoffs, right?
Yes, correct.
In the playoffs, yes.
And it's just insane. 6 years. Yep. That's 6 years. You know what I mean? Like,
well, there's a lot of games
can
in 6 years.
Going? Yeah.
They keep going to the Super Bowl, so they're playing at least two or three games every single year. And since when haven't they won the division?
Yeah.
So if you don't have to play in the wild card round, okay, so that means, you know, if you had to play in the wild card round, that means you get an extra game.
Right.
So 6 years, 2, 12, say they got 15 games together.
And they added.
Right? 15, 16 games together, they've gotten the playoffs. You can do a lot of damage in 16, 17 games. I saw Mahomes 17 games in the playoffs, like 4,000-some hundred yards, 30-some-odd touchdowns and, like, 8 interceptions. Right. I mean, it was something uncanny. And Travis Kelce was there for the ride,
for
right?
everything.
He was there for everything.
It's crazy because how long were Gronk and Brady together in totality?
Yeah. I think
15 years?
I think Kelce, if Kelce goes to TV, and I don't know if that's what he's interested in.
Travis?
Kelce, Travis. Yeah. I'm not going to even try his first name anymore until I remember. Travis Kelce. I think if he goes to TV, I think those two are much more entertaining than Goober and Goober Jr.
Oh, you...
they are. I'm sorry. Peyton Manning might do Saturday Night Live well, and he can throw footballs at little kids with the best
They're
of them.
They're not entertaining anymore.
Okay?
It died
They're
out
not.
Quickly.
It's dead. It died out on quickly. The vine.
Yeah.
Give it up.
It was entertaining the first year, but after that, it was just like, all right, we still doing this? Like, we should swap players. Yeah.
It was entertaining never.
Okay? you were never a
but
fan
But because
of.
It was new, people wanted to flock to it and see it. And when I say flock, I use that in the loosest terms possible with italics around flock. The ratings for it wasn't spectacular. They weren't spectacular. But people are, whoa, look what they've done. Whoa, they've gotten people to go, whoa. What if the playoffs showed you? That no matter who's up there talking, who's doing what, the action on the field is what brings people to the football game. And in the playoffs, it's been so wonderfully violent. They've gone after each other. They're out there marauding, almost to the way football used to be played.
Yeah.
Almost.
They're allowing a lot more in this playoff than I've seen in a long time.
Physicality.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know,
physicality brings flags in this modern NFL.
There's a change from the preseason to the regular season, from the regular season to the playoffs. You've seen that change. It's been visible, the intensity that is being played with. Can you maintain that over the course of an 18-game season? Probably not.
Right.
That's why you see a little something in reserve. But once you get to the playoffs and it's make or break, that's when you see everybody just kind of let loose. They throw caution to the wind, and it's absolute chaos.
I think that's why the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl again, because I'm not going to lie, in that Ravens game, it just felt like they understood that. It felt like they knew what they could do. You got to spin it a little bit there. You're gonna spin it. Oh, I thought you were showing off the Duncan.
I'm looking at the forearms.
Look
at the stride.
Been doing
it in there for an old man.
Been doing a little lifting? A little lifting?
Jesse the Body Ventura. I have been lifting. I've been doing some squatting.
Oh, okay.
Every time I get on a toilet, I got to squat down and I got to get back out of the chair. I get down deep in the well. And I'm hard pressed. I almost lost. I mean, I was so straining to get out of that squat. I was just straining. I thought I was going to pass out.
A little diamond came out,
from exhaustion. Down there? No.
What else we got?
Nothing
there,
but M&M's. No. Milk duds.
A little deer.
Yeah.
A little deer poop.
Have the deer any dough? $2. That's an old Three Stooges joke.
There it is.
Have the deer any dough? $2. I'm here for you. What else you got for us over there, stranger?
I got two more quick hitters here, and both are off the field. Is Vegas the best Super Bowl destination? If not, where?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I would offer you either New Orleans or Miami.
I've never been to a Super Bowl, but I would say probably those spots are.
Either did I. I was there 10 years. Well, I was in the NFL 10 years. I never went to a Super Bowl either.
Well,
so
listen,
we're even.
You went to a Super Bowl as a media member. you've gotten to the party.
We went to 10 straight years.
Yeah.
When I started in 01 until about 2012. We went to the Super Bowl every year. And then I think we had a hiatus of 1 year, and then we went over to Indianapolis. It was a close one. We drove. We didn't have to fly.
Right, yeah.
You know, it was one of those wink type deals.
We can't stop you from going.
Yeah.
I would say probably Miami.
It's because it was cost-effective to go.
Yeah.
As opposed to where they looked at the cost from the other years and scratched their head and said, maybe we shouldn't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So we went that
year. If the Bears just make the Super Bowl, we could all go.
Well, we'll all go, if they make it. That's for sure.
That'd be great.
Well, I'll be there. You'll be doing shows on South Beach, baby.
Oh, man. Pants
option. Oh, yeah. Pitbull come by.
Pants option.
Oh, 315, 305.
Pitbull.
Pitbull. Miami. Yeah.
All right.
You'll get Gloria Estefan and the whole sound machine will be there.
Oh! I'm breaking stuff over here. Don't worry
What's
about it.
What's going on?
Put that back there. What else you got?
Hey, can we get some glue on that thing? Look at this thing. I mean, heavens.
I will be wearing all the linen pastel colors on South Beach. All of them.
Oh, I love that. You know that. I love that.
All right, last one.
That's a good look. You look good in lime.
I feel like lime would work for
it
me.
Would work for you.
I can see you in lime. That's not a
Speaking
bad
of woodwork, let's get this thing
fixed. Hey, yo.
Anywho, important, last one. Is T-Swift going to make it to the game from Japan?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why would I believe they've already looked at the time change and the hours and everything.
Yeah.
She's going to be there with bells on, cheering in her red and gold and white. And she's going to be doing a tomahawk chop. It's all going to be happening for Kansas City.
You a Swiftie?
Yeah, I went and saw her in concert 2012. Took my daughter and my two nieces. We went and saw the Red Tour.
Mm.
Right? My favorite song is Lucky. I don't know if you've heard Lucky. It's one of her B tracks.
Yeah.
But I like it. It's a little slower. And, yeah, it hits home for the good kid.
Okay.
I believe. You know, and then Love Story is another one of my favorite songs out there. But Ed Sheeran opened up for her.
Okay.
I mean, you want to talk about a duble.
I love a good Ed Sheeran.
How about that? A duble buble?
Yeah, that's
Ed
not
Sheeran
a bad one.
Opening up for her.
Was he Soldier Ed Sheeran Field. Yet?
He was becoming Ed Sheeran.
He was becoming. Okay,
yes.
So you saw him in the beginning.
I saw him at the beginning.
I bet.
And Austin Mahomes opened up for them all.
Okay.
You don't remember Austin Mahomes.
I thought you were talking about Patrick's brother. I was like, wait a minute. What's he doing?
He may have been an artist that wasn't willing to sacrifice.
Ah.
So he's still trying to make his way in the world today.
Takes
everything you got.
I'm not going to lie. My wife went through the list of top 10 Taylor Swift songs for me because she was like, you had to have heard these.
Yeah, you did.
I've heard,
Cruel Summer.
I've heard three four of them.
Yeah.
Because as she went through them, I was like, I've never heard this. But I've also never in my life said, I'm going to go turn on this Taylor Swift album.
I saw her as a teenager as she opened up for Faith Hill mm-hmm. and for Tim McGraw.
Okay.
So I saw them twice, and she opened up for them. And one time, Faith and Tim did a charity function over at the House of Blues.
Yeah.
And they stayed and partied and sang and raised funds until about 4 or 5 in the morning.
Ooh.
They could not answer the bell the next day. Taylor gave us, I think she sang 12 songs. And one of them might have been a repeat, you know, as an encore.
Right.
Because they're in the back looking for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Oh.
And they're, you know, they're putting their faces on and they're trying to fit into their costumes. They had gone too hard the night before.
Yeah.
So I got a ton of Taylor Swift that day also. And she was young, you know, like 18.
Right.
18 at the time. And we saw her at the United Center.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't see her. We saw the other two.
She
opened up for him. So it was fun. Hey, listen, she's got talent. She can sing.
100%.
She can play instrument. She can write her own music. Good for her. I'd like to see her team up with some other people. You know, who's the guy with the tattoos all over his face?
Oh, Jelly
Peace.
Roll?
No, Jelly Roll. I know Jelly Roll. Good man.
I like Jelly Roll.
Not him. The guy that's more repassed. Like he sang with the Chainsmokers, and he did this, and he did that. He did something with Dua Lipa. No, he doesn't have tattoos on his face.
He got a lot of tattoos.
Either way, I always forget this guy's name, but I like to see her do some.
Lil Wayne?
No.
Taylor Swift, Lil Wayne combination?
Not Lil Wayne. I don't know. I'll find out for you, and I'll tell you, and you'll be like,
Post Malone?
Why couldn't we? That's
yes,
him.
Yes, that's
Post Malone.
I saw a pic that
EO had. I got a picture up, and there's no name.
Post Malone. I always forget Post Malone's name. But, you know, do a little something with Post Malone.
Yeah.
Get together with maybe Snoopy Dogg.
I think she's got a track with Snoopy.
Has she? Well, there you go. But that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a combo album.
Yeah.
Maybe bring Kenny Rogers out of the blue and sing Islands in the Stream.
Okay.
Again.
Right.
You know, something like that. A retro album. You know, something to capture the spirit of the thing, Reg.
Let's just go full on chaos. Let's mix the Beehive up with the Swifties. Let me get a Beyonce Taylor Swift album. Send the world into war.
Can I suggest a producer on this?
Who's the producer on this one?
Kanye.
Oh, boy.
Kanye. Beyonce will get a bigger role in this album. I remember the Grammys.
Now, if I... This model... Never mind. Hey, appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing love to another episode. That's all we got, right, EO? That was it? All right, cool.
All right.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah, you do it.
Don't forget to leave a 17-star special
stars.
Blue plate thing going on.
That's all you got? I love the socks today.
That's it. I mean, look, they're different, today. Too.
Oh, you going different socks? A little hole in that one.
Yeah, well, I don't care. It's still wear. It's not on the bottom. as long as the hole's not on the bottom.
Getting some air there.
Yeah, it needs it. That's how it fumigates. See that? I got circles, big crop circles there.
Yeah. Y'all stay safe out there, Chicago. Bear down. Peace.